Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, tagcastpodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, tagcastpodcast.com.
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk off.
See, because I paid a link for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Welcome to the TagCast, episode number 24, and I am Jimmy Carl Gatch, the Indian of the podcast.
And I'm Terry Guile, and I'm the damn weevil of the podcast.
Damn, we evil.
Damn, we are. We're one of the most evil yet informative podcasts ever. Check out previous episodes for that.
Yeah.
Got some damn weevil going in the background. Happy hump day, you guys.
It is Wednesday.
Hope you get some humping going on.
Officially.
We got the now defunct damn weevil playing in the background. I had them on my mind after Monday's bonusode of We're All Doomed.
I know. They're down from the Bay Area down in California, right?
Oakland area, yes. And I believe they have new band going, but I can't remember. Yeah, they're big Raiders fans. And
Sports talk already in the episode.
Hell yeah! Go Oakland. But yeah, so we're rolling some damn weevil. I can't find any more number-oriented songs that are good enough to even play on our show. So we're just going to wait till they come back around.
Episode, we could do 25 or 6 or 4.
Yeah,
or
we're like, we don't know what episode is.
I know, yeah.
But I'm waiting for episode 100. We could play 100 Degrees by Caius, maybe.
Or ooh, that'd be better. Sweet.
But that's a long ways off. But we're going to get it. We're going to be there. So how's everybody doing out there in internet land? Oh, you too. How you doing, Dustin?
I am doing good.
I'm a little sweaty right now.
Yeah, it's been warm this last week. On Saturday, wasn't it pushing over 100 degrees here in Oregon, which is what's twice a year occurrence, maybe?
In my hometown and where I live currently, in Brownsville,
uh-huh,
it was 104 degrees.
104.
Before we left for the show at the Wow Hall, mm-hmm, it was officially 104. Relative humidity was at 13%.
Wow. It
wasn't very humid.
Your relatives weren't very humid?
No, my relatives are dicks. No, so it was a dry heat,
uh-huh,
which you would
it would be like
Arizona. Yeah, I wasn't really, I did sweat a bit, but mm-hmm, like for the most part, I'm going, wow, it's 104 and I'm not dripping wet. Right now, it's like probably 80, 82 and I'm sweaty because it's
it's humid.
It's fucking humid,
it's fucking
dude.
Humid.
Hey, are you humid?
We are not lucky slugs.
You unlucky slug.
Dude, how about that show, though? That was pretty fun.
Hey, yeah, I don't
know
if
it took a lot out of me. I don't know if I overhydrated, underhydrated.
I don't know if anyone who was there or any of the bands are listening to this particular episode. Mm-hmm. You better be. But, hey, thanks to everyone who was a part of the show.
Yeah.
Awake put on an awesome show.
Oh, unfortunately, they were unbelievable.
I had to take off. And I'll be honest, most people would say, oh, yeah, I was there. I was just out back. No, I had to take off because I had a hungry little child that was freaking out. But
that was awesome, though. You had, during a strange dichotomy, you had him up there rocking up on the speaker.
Oh, yeah,
and
you probably didn't hear the story.
He was clapping and
he was digging
horns.
It. He had never been to a live show before.
Uh-huh.
He came to the car wash and watched Griefhammer play for a second. He was like jaws all on the floor for a second going... And then smile, and it was all good. And I was thought he might be a little scared because of the roar or whatever.
Yeah.
So he was digging Sons of Confusion, or I mean, not Sons of Confusion, Strange Dichotomy, because they're like mellow and groovy. And he was dancing and stuff. So then we get our stuff, and I was like, "All right, Jaden, we're getting ready. I'm going to play." And then Dana said halfway through the first song, he was about ready to cry. He was too scared. It was too loud. Or I mean, we had earplugs for him, but maybe he didn't like me up there screaming.
Maybe.
I'm real passive with him and super nice because he's like, he's a little bit sensitive. He's had kind of a sore upbringing. That's why we kind of bring him into our house to give him a little bit better time.
And he's two? Three?
He's two. He's two.
Yeah,
he
two,
just turned two in May. So he's just a little dude. I never got to go to a live concert when I was two, so.
Yeah, that's awesome, though.
I'm glad to be able to help him.
Shots.
Yeah, they turned a bit blurry. I saw some other people snapping because I saw a lot of people looking like they were like, oh, look, that's so cute or whatever.
Well, honestly, they're blurry because I didn't want to just sit there and point the camera at you and take a bunch of pictures.
Oh, come on. I know that you like me. But, yeah, we had a good time. Thanks also to Catechus, who rocked it out from Sweet Home.
That was sweet.
And, back to Awake, though. Those guys are from Portland. I hope they'll correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure that a couple of those guys had something to do with a Slayer tribute band that Domesticide played with in, like, 2007. I didn't really recognize them. I couldn't see the drummer very well. Mm-hmm. It might have been the same drummer. Drummer was pretty humid. He was pretty intense. He was doing some crazy cross your arm, Max.
I was blown away as I was saying by both composition and by performance.
Yeah, and are they the ones that told you that they recorded that whole CD as one song?
Yes, I'm not sure if it is actually the CD that they have out now. I just kind of stepped into the middle of it, but yeah, they were talking about where they rehearsed it and recorded it.
Huh.
As one song.
Wow.
Which is, tremendous.
That's pretty awesome.
You know, they're into the whole, thematic listen to the whole album kind of music and stuff.
Yeah, you
got
to listen to it in its entirety, uninterrupted.
That's what it was in the 70s, you know? And
that's
why
it's all about.
The radio of the classic rocks radio kind of gets to me sometimes because, you know, that Zeppelin song out of context of the album just kind
of
gets old sometimes.
Any of
played
them.
Over and over.
Stones, Cars, you know, they pull this one little, what was a gem out of this masterpiece, and they force it down your throat and you hear it every day. If you were to listen to the whole album as many times as you heard the song Brown Sugar.
Oh, man.
It might not be such a bad... I mean,
Sticky Fingers, right?
I don't mind that album. Yeah, Sticky Fingers.
Sticky Fingers is a good album.
And there's a lot of other better songs on that album, but they've chosen to fucking shove Brown Sugar down in my throat.
And Occasional Wild Horses, which is an
and that
right
chokes
song.
Me like fucking the Cinnamon Challenge.
Brown Sugar! It chokes you as if you just ate a
like
bag of Brown Sugar.
A Cinnamon Challenge. Have you ever tried the Cinnamon Challenge?
I got some news for you. No, I have not tried the Cinnamon Challenge.
Neither have I. Doesn't look possible. What's the news?
Well, today I was seeking advertisers sponsors for the show, right?
Uh-huh.
I just send out, you know, just little reminders to people that have shown interest or been sponsors before. And, of course, Dan has generously sponsored us and been on our show, Dan Kroll.
Kroll.
Former guest. And so I'm like, hey, would you like to... throw an ad out our way for $5, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, are you ready for the Icy Hot Challenge?
God damn it, Dan.
And I said, dude, I'm like, you know, I'm like, you got to just give up on this idea and seek another one. I'm not against, like, ideas, of course. But and he's like, why aren't you guys down for it? He asked me. And I was like, $20, not enough. It's not really an interesting idea to us. But, you know, I mean, I'm down for a stunt. I think I said in that one episode that I would take a bath with a chicken. Although, I'm not sure if I'm willing to do that. I just kind of threw that out there. But
dude, that thing could get a little squirrely.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
That's like we kind of abandoned the dude taking bath salts on the show.
I'll take a shot of water once every minute on the show.
I'll try to drink a gallon of water in an hour and throw up everywhere, but
yeah.
I'm sorry, Dan.
Yeah. But this, you know,
we're not going to do the Icy Hot Challenge, so...
I told him $20 is, like, you know, minuscule money that he's talking about for, like, pain and suffering kind of a thing.
Right.
You know, and I understand, and we're not really huge beer drinkers, so...
Hey, here's an idea, Dan. Maybe you could give us $20... And then you could come in and jack off with Icy Hot. that was good, huh?
Yeah. I mean, well,
that's just as good of an idea as it is for us to do it, in my opinion.
I know it's just his comic value, you know, to like.
He's trying to help us.
Keep it going and be persistent and stuff. And, you know.
We know you're trying to help us, Dan.
Yeah.
But sometimes losers like me and Gatch won't go the distance that it takes to make things work like they should. Yeah. And so we just rely on our mediocrity.
I never bought that Cake album, so I don't know if they could go the distance.
We rely on our mediocrity and the support of our friends who feel sorry for us to make our show a success in our own minds. And sometimes a malfunctioning of a website or something to help us feel better about ourselves. And we're like, what?
Oh, man. Yeah, so I appreciate the thinking out for some sort of stunt that could get us publicity. I just don't know if, you know, the Fred Willard, he pulled out his wing wang chung.
Here's a challenge that doesn't involve Icy Hot for you, Mr. Crawl. Why don't you come up with 10 challenges and then we'll choose one?
Hey, that sounds like a worthy
because
challenge.
Because I have a inkling of an idea that if you had 10 choices for us, one would probably be acceptable to us.
Yeah.
And it might not be.
It might even more than one.
It might not be as humid as an idea as you would want us to do, but I'm down for clown.
Yeah,
I'm down for clowning around, but I don't think I want to be clowning around with anything that doesn't rub off your skin in my genitalia area. That is not okay for me.
Does it rub off your skin?
No, I just mean...
Oh, rub on your skin.
The stuff won't rub off. Like, I made it 10 minutes, now I'm going to go take the stuff off. And you go try to rub it off. And like, I rubbed one out, and then I couldn't rub it off because it wouldn't come off. It just kept rubbing in. And it just the heat
just
kept getting
sound
deeper,
like, you know, I mean,
into
it,
the...
it would take a long time before that would become a laughable moment.
Yeah, I don't even know if we would get, like... I don't think... We might not get, like, big exposure. He's saying this could be great press for you. I don't believe
he's
he
covering
would.
It.
We might... We probably wouldn't even get as much of a smattering of applause by people who might think that it was awesome. But maybe people would ride your pedicab more often. I don't know. Now, I'm just going to get off this Icy Hot subject because it's got me a little up in arms. I'm getting a little antsy about it. But right before we got on the air or wherever we are on here, we were outside getting a breath of fresh air before we were on the air, and I saw the weirdest thing, a fucking kangaroo hopping around in the street in Albany, Oregon.
Yeah, right in our cul-de-sac.
It was a kangaroo with his pouch in our sack.
Yeah.
And Dustin said, oh, he gets out sometimes. He just hops around.
Well, no, I've never actually seen it.
Oh.
I'm just saying that he had gotten out.
But you
once,
knew of him.
And our neighbor Matt had chased it around. He'd noticed it, and he was hanging out over there underneath the tree. And Matt filmed it and put it on YouTube.
Wow.
And at one point in the video, he looked at the kangaroo and he said, go put another shrimp on the barbie, mate. And then the kangaroo ran in the back of our neighbors. He hopped back there where the guy actually has a nice smoker. So I think he was going to go put some shrimp on the barbie.
Dude, if I was a kangaroo and someone idiot American said, put another shrimp on the barbie, I would have fucking punched him. I would like kangaroo box him right in the face, boom, boom, psht, and then kicked him,
see,
and then I would have hopped off.
That's what got me about it, though, is because I thought all kangaroos wore boxing gloves, like, all the time.
Oh. Well, sometimes if their owners are too, like, cheap to pay for them.
They don't get boxing lessons.
Like, when they're out in the outback, they all have boxing gloves. But when you buy them as pets in America, you're not allowed to put the gloves on them.
All right. I would like to get one with the hair like Don King.
Wow.
That would be a
Don King
like
has
a kangaroo.
Crazy hairdo.
I wish somebody would Photoshop us a picture of Don King's hair on a kangaroo and send that to us. That would be fun.
So, I can't guarantee whether we have any Australian listeners right now, but we have had a few downloads from Australia. So if you are down under in the outback, don't be mad at me for using all these stupid American terms, but that's what
they
we
laugh
are,
at us anyway.
Yeah. So we want to know, how safe is it as far as our climate and the way things are in the Northwest here? I don't know if you know about that. Maybe you could look it up on Google. Yeah, we're giving you some homework.
They have some exotic pets over there, too.
Well, how safe is it to have a kangaroo over here in America? I mean,
I don't know as far as temperate zone.
There he goes.
But, like, I don't know where they're keeping it. Hey, they could jump out of the backyard, I would think, any time, right?
You think you could jump right over the fence.
The
like,
garage isn't that big, or they keep. Does it just sit on the couch in the house? Do
maybe they got, like, one of those punching bags that's really long, and, like, he could just, like. And then they got a little chair where he can just sit back and, like, kick it. To keep him in shape. I don't know.
I'm wondering how long until there's a reality show, My Kangaroo from Hell.
Yeah, well, once they become more popular in the States, maybe you could...
The Roo Whisperer. Have you seen that My Cats from Hell show?
No.
Oh, man. They are fucking vicious. They'll take your fucking fingers off.
Well...
And then this guy comes in, and at night he's a musician, and during the day he's a cat behavioral specialist. And he comes to your door.
Is he like Caesar?
He's very similar to Caesar. But what he does is he carries his guitar case to your house, and then when it comes time to show you some cat toys that your cat would enjoy playing with to like give him attention, he opens up his case and it's full of cat toys.
Oh, I thought he was going to pull out his guitar and serenade your pussy. He's like, let me sing you a
That's
pussy.
That's a whole different reality.
Let me sing your pussy a song, and I will make your pussy stop biting at your fingertips. Does he have an accent, or is he an American guy?
He's an L.A. rocker.
Well, then he could talk like maybe Cheech and Chong. No, so Dog Whisperer.
He's closer to Billy the Exterminator than Dog Whisperer.
That's what they do when the dog acts up. You just squeeze him behind the ear and go, tsk. Like partner. And he's like, no, you stay down. I am the leader. You are my dog. So speaking of dogs, did you hear about Snoop Dogg?
No.
No?
Nuh-uh.
He changed his name.
What?
Yeah.
No
I wish
way.
His name is now, you're going to...
Dude, I'm so disappointed.
Wait, just a second. You're going to be even more disappointed. I got to bring this up real quick before because it's just necessary.
I'm deeply disappointed, like seriously saddened.
Why? Because he changed his name?
Yeah, dude.
Well, Snoop Dogg.
I don't listen to Snoop's music, but I'm a fan of the man.
Okay, well then you might even be more of a fan now. Okay, here's his new name. Snoop Lion.
No. What?
Yeah.
What?
Swear to God.
Oh, that is so bad.
Nope, so Snoop Lion.
So he's just changing animals?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there like two N's at the end?
Nope. It's Snoop Lion. Do you want the dirt?
I'm not accepting it unless it's one syllable.
Snoop Lion.
Like Snoop Hawk. All except
nope.
Snoop Hawk.
What about Snoop Lion?
Snoop Lion.
You got my Snoop Lion. Okay, check it out. Snoop went to Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
He went there a dog, but he returned a lion. After, this is serious though, I couldn't help but laugh at that little title there. But
yeah.
After a religious and artistic awakening, Rastafarian priest bestowed the new moniker Snoop Lion upon the music icon.
Man.
When he visited Jamaica, he was in search of a new path. So he went to the temple where the high priest asked him what his name was, and he said, Snoop Dogg, Dizzle Bitch Nizzle. And the guy said, he looked at me in my eyes and said, no more. You are the light. You are the lion. And from that moment on, it's like I had started to understand why I was there, is what he said.
Like it wasn't that he went there?
Yeah. So Calvin Broadus Jr., a.k.a. Snoop Lion, has always felt a special connection with Jamaica's most celebrated music legend, Bob Marley, and he thinks that he is the reincarnation of Bob Marley.
No, Snoop Dogg thinks that he is the reincarnation of Bob Marley.
Yep.
Bob Marley died after he was born, didn't he?
I am not too sure. Well, it was in the mid-70s, so he was probably born in the mid-70s. I don't know how old he is right now.
Huh.
Oh, he's 40.
Yeah, I was born in the mid-70s. 40 would put you at 72.
Yeah, maybe he was like, maybe it went into him after he was already like
he
4.
Bob Marley, I guess, wouldn't necessarily. Well, Bob Marley would have to do reggae if he came back, and only reggae.
So he's saying that after so many years in this music industry that rap has started to stale for him, and so he's looking for something of a change. So guess what? He's got a reggae album coming out.
That's not really that much of a change, though, is it? Is it really that much of a stretch?
Well, I don't know. He said that he finds himself embraced by the Jamaican people, and he's positively impacted by the Rastafarian culture.
That's cool.
He said he's been on the top ever since he's been in the game, but I got rap songs that will never die, and he ain't got no disrespect, but I'm tired of rap. Snoop Dogg's tired of rap, so he's Snoop Lion.
Good for him, then. Good for him to show him that you can change direction.
So while in the studio...
I'm still a fan of the man.
He recently distanced himself from his musical past by referring to Snoop Dogg in the third person. Fuck Snoop Dogg. Don't think about none of this shit he rapped about. Hustling and making money and drug dealing and shooting. All that shit will be out of here.
I just lost a little bit of respect for the man.
So basically what he's saying, he was born again during his visit to Jamaica, and he changed his name to Snoop Lion, and he's ready to make music that kids and grandparents can listen to.
Does that mean he's a born-again Jamaican?
Yeah, I think so. Hmm. He's known for gangster rap, and he's releasing a reggae album called Reincarnated in the fall.
I can't. If he wants to change paths, whatever this, if it's a story he made up to, convince his fans that...
I think that's a big hype story, exactly what it is. And then, guess what? I got a reggae coming out, Bizniches. Yeah. It's called Ray Gizzle.
Yeah, and you'd have to
Ray Gizzle.
Sedate's probably not the right word, but you got to sedate your fans to be like, listen, I'm not going to do rap this time, so...
Well, he said he's a wise man in this industry, and it's not that he'll never do rap again because he's always going to do what he loves, but right now he's Snoop Lion, and he's having fun with the reggae movement.
Hopefully you can enjoy it. He's got the money to do whatever the fuck he wants to do, so more power to him.
And Snoopadelic Films will release a documentary about the artist's transformation from Snoop Dogg to Snoop Lion at the Toronto International Film Festival.
Yeah, good marketing, I guess, right?
So watch for Snoop Lion's first single. It's called La La La.
He has been in the music industry for a long time now.
Oh, hell yeah. 92, yep. 20 years ago, Doggy Style hit the streets with a bullet. that was a good segue for a dog whisper. The Lion Whisperer.
I got some bacon advice. Every once in a while, we give out some bacon advice, right?
For Adrian?
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, do you still have any of those candies and stuff?
Yeah, I do. I haven't even broken into anything
I ate
else.
Those ketchup chips, and you know what they taste like?
French fries.
They taste like McDonald's French fries with like a whole pack on one little fry.
Mm-hmm. They're good, huh?
No.
No, you didn't like them?
I could eat a couple, and I'm overwhelmed. Yeah. It's like sucking ketchup packets.
That's what I'm kind of realizing with the chicken.
Actually,
chips.
What it was more like, it was like, say, you took a ketchup packet and you squeezed the entire thing into your mouth, and then you dipped your fingers in greasy salt and then licked your fingers. Because there's not enough chip potato flavor mixed with the ketchup chips. Yeah. But those are available in America. I wish that we could have some chicken chips down here.
Yeah. Yeah, the chicken chips, they're pretty powdery, though. They got a lot of seasoning on them. I don't know how many, if I could eat a whole bag or not in one sitting. But that's probably not wise to do anyway, I guess.
Yeah, and like Jim,
any chips.
Like Jim said last weekend, it's kind of a good way for kids to get away with cussing. I taught Jaden to say chicken chips, and now he just calls people chicken chip.
I know, I love it.
You little chicken chip.
I know. Like, the other day somebody said
chicken chips.
Chicken chip, and I said, don't call me no chicken chip.
I ain't no chicken chip.
But yeah, I asked.
Let me hear bacon.
I asked Adrian Bacon he said that that's not the traditional candy they eat over there. He just picked stuff with funny names. So that's not like
their candy. They were funny.
Yeah.
Those were funny names.
Yeah, and so.
So what do you got for bacon advice?
Oh,
excuse me.
And I have not tried this, but I want some input on it. How about some, you cook some bacon up, right? And then you put, pretty crispy, and then you get it to where it's like in little bacon bits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put that in your filling in some apple pie.
Whoa. In the apples?
Yeah, within the apples and the apple pie.
And the stuff.
You might even be able to mix it in the crust or use like some bacon grease to lie in the pan.
I wish I liked apple pie better, but I just don't have a taste for baked apples.
I don't have a taste for the pie crust, like store-bought pie crust.
No. Well, my grandma, rest her soul, used to make the awesomest, most awesome, flakiest, just from scratch pie crust. And I would eat, oh, shit, you know what? It's ice cream truck.
I know, it's the ice cream man.
Shit. The last time we said, listen, can you hear it? You couldn't hear it at all. Mm-hmm. So I might have to do something real quick. Keep talking for a second.
Yeah, so it's just driving right out. It's like driving through my window just about is what it looks like.
Hey, ice cream man.
You guys have to be able to hear that. Yeah. Yeah, they can. It's still driving. It's going to rear end your van. Uh-oh. Now it's parking in Lance's spot.
God, that lady's fat. She needs to lay off the ice creams.
No one else has eaten them.
She's like, I can't sell these things, and they're melting.
Dude, I know how it is. When I used to do the vending at my work, and Pop-Tarts were a real hit, and so when they were on sale, I would buy like 12, 16, 20 boxes at a time. And then for some reason, this only happened with Pop-Tarts. I would wake up in the middle of the night and walk and open up a bag and eat them and then go back to bed and not even notice.
Wow. Were
I
you
would
on
sleep,
Ambien?
Eat.
You're on Ambien.
No, I would just wake up, and it was only Pop-Tarts. I could have all sorts of other snacks, but.
So hopefully you guys could really hear that this time. That was a callback to the fucking ice cream truck who I think just ran over a kangaroo. The kangaroo heard the ice cream truck, and he went hopping out there, and he's like, fuck you, motherfucker. Hey, I got, you're done with your bacon
flies,
advice?
Motherfucker.
I know. Yeah. You know what flies come from? Ha, grasshopper. No, flies don't come from grasshopper. I just was commenting on Dustin's quickness. He catch a fly, sand the floor.
I was trying.
No, they come from maggots, I think, don't they?
Yeah.
And there was maggots somewhere around here.
Yeah.
Speaking of maggots, we're going to go to our single celebrity birthday for today, which is today the 8th? 7th. Today's the 8th. Yeah. Wednesday, August 8th. Vinnie Vincent, former guitarist for Kiss and the Vinnie Vincent Invasion. Mm-hmm. On the internet, it has him born twice in the 50s. So,
well, he was born again.
When he was 4. Okay, so it says he was born in 52, which would make him 60 today. Vinnie Vincent is 60. Or he's 56.
Yeah.
If he was born in 50.
How old would he be on Mars?
Fuck, I don't know, but he'd be rich. I can't believe that those idiots spent all that $100 million on that.
Well,
don't even get me started.
You're skeptical though on the moon landing, aren't you?
I'm skeptical on anything that costs $100 million.
So are you skeptical? I mean, it seems to me if one is skeptical of the moon landing, then one must automatically be skeptical of the Mars landing.
I'm skeptical because who knows if these government dickheads aren't just taking this $100,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 Mars.
Yeah.
We just landed a thing on there, and it's going to drive around and tell us some stuff that we don't need to know because you're never fucking going there, you idiots.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't get me started. I was trying to have a nice day talking right. about birthdays and right. stuff.
Let's bust back down.
We got you a friend on our list that has a birthday today. Jamie Mortica Canahoe.
Is that today?
How do you say that?
Today is her birthday?
Yeah, Wednesday's today. This is her birthday.
Wow, happy birthday,
Jamie. Happy birthday, Jamie. So, yeah, we got one friend and one pseudo-celebrity, Vinnie Vincent. So,
you know how time zones work? You go over a time zone and you move an hour.
Yep.
Right? What if they moved every time zone was a day instead of an hour?
Wow.
So you went over to Vegas, and then all of a sudden it was, you know, Wednesday. You'd flew to New York, and it'd be Friday.
You'd have people betting on games that hadn't happened yet. You're like, I'm just going to fly over to New York real quick.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about sports.
Yeah. So I keep bringing up sports. You want to talk about them?
You'd fly over and to Friday in New York and have a game, and then fly back and have a game on Tuesday.
What if you just kept flying to the next thing and it was always Friday? It's like a perpetual weekend, dude. That would be so awesome. I'm just flying off to the next Friday because it's always Friday somewhere. Mm-hmm. Instead of it's 5 o'clock somewhere, it's always 5 o'clock on Friday somewhere. We got a few, I think just 3 new likes since last week. Mm-hmm.
How were they?
Pretty good. A chick from Salem who's used to be a regular at Donkey Gong comedy. Allie Farquhar. I'm not sure how. Farquhar.
Uh-huh.
I just call her Allie Farquhar. Farquhar. I think it's Farquhar.
Does she know that Annie Lennox is not related to Lennox Lewis?
Or John Lennox.
That's true.
No, she probably knows that. She's a pretty smart girl. But thanks for liking us, Allie, and also Autumn Becraft, wife of Russell, drummer from Necryptic.
Nice.
Thanks for liking us. And Julie Green, oddly enough, girlfriend of drummer from Game Over. So two metal girlfriend slash wives have liked us. Luckily, they didn't like us.
I would like to ask them.
Ask them.
Why no one has named their child Dude yet.
Have you checked it out? Have you researched it?
I haven't really researched it, but I'm like, I figure I would hear about it. Like somebody would go, somebody named somebody Dude.
Okay, so we used to play this game once, I think we used to, back on an old episode from last week, where we type in a couple words to Google, and we see what they think we're going to ask.
Yeah, what are you
now,
gonna
what
ask?
I'm going to ask is, are there any people named Dude?
All right.
But I'm going to start with are there and all see what they give us.
All right.
Can you guess?
Are there any mattress sizes? I don't know.
Are there wolves in Oregon?
Wow. Are there? Well, yeah, there are.
Rye wolves?
Oh, no, you don't even have to. Yeah, you don't need to type. Who's typing that in the Google?
Wolf pussy. And are there chiggers in Oregon?
Oh, yes.
Is that Chinese black people? A chigger.
I think it's a bug.
A chigger. That's not a nice thing to call Chinese black. Hey, bug, get out of here. Okay, are there any people living in Chernobyl? No. Are there any people with tails? God, dude.
Yeah.
George Costanza.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any people named...
Dude.
Lucifer, Hitler, Adolf. Are there any...
Well, yeah, Adolf Hitler.
I think they mean now. Named Dude. Two people named Dude.
Wow.
Dude Nelson.
Dude Nelson. Was that one from the Nelson twins?
And here is another one. Who names their kid Dude?
Dude.
So find Dude Nelson.
Ricky and Nelson Nelson. Weren't those the Nelson brothers?
In the white pages, there's a Dude Nelson Jr. and a Dude Nelson Sr.
Oh, no way.
Dude Nelson Sr. is 65.
Yeah.
He lives in Louisville, Ohio. Dude Nelson Jr.
Informative.
His middle initial is E. Duty.
His name's
Duty.
Can you look up on there whether David Duke is related to Marmaduke?
I don't have to because the answer is no.
No, okay.
Marmaduke is a dog. David Duke is a white supremacist, as far as I know.
Oh, here's a topic I had that interested me. You know how people can fly Confederate flags, you know, right?
Yeah.
And they still, you hear, like, I don't hear it often or whatever, but people say, like,
long live the South, brother!
Yeah, and the South one day will reign again or whatever,
South's
right?
Going to do it again. Charlie Daniels was just up in Sweet Home this weekend, brother. Not
so,
kidding.
When the people say that, do they mean like slavery? They're hoping slavery will come back in fashion.
Nope, they're going to win the war again.
But then, I mean, what's the purpose of that? Wasn't that the whole like?
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. They're fucking Indian. The deal is you got to be from the South to know what they's talking about.
Well, see, this is my point is...
Don't question
like,
me.
In today's day and age, if they had...
You don't question someone from the South.
Okay, go ahead. If they had slavery today, like if all of a sudden slavery became legal again today, it wouldn't be a racial thing. It would be more a class thing, wouldn't it? Like, there, you would have all poor people would be the slaves.
Racists have no class.
Which is what it is today, pretty much, right? You know, you're working class.
So you're saying that the poor people would have to work for free? As a slave?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
Or would it be the black people?
Well, a person from the South that says the South will rise again so we can have slaves, they would probably be a slave themselves if they're a poor white person. And, you know, I mean, no one's going to make Will Smith their bitch. No one's going to go, all right, Will Smith, you're picking cotton for me now.
Speaking of sports, you're going deep. No, I like the deep subject matter, but yeah, no one's, maybe that could be the name of this episode. No one's going to make Will Smith their bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
He ain't going to be picking cotton.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, just the rich people would own the poor people, which is kind of how it is.
Do you think if there was slaves today that they would just be operating the cotton picking machines?
No, I think they would work in the factories and have the jobs that we do.
So, like, huge corporations would, like, own all these slaves and they just, I buy that one for $20,000. He's a fast worker. I can get a lot done out of him this year. I would have to pay a regular worker $40,000 for this year's wages.
You know,
see, and you got to be from the South to understand why it's okay to be like that and why it's okay to fuck your cousin in the butthole and then marry her after you have a baby with her. Because if they're third cousins, it's okay. Especially if you're... Now, do you consider North Carolina the South? Now, I know the way I'm talking.
I consider West Virginia the South.
West is south, North Carolina is south. North Carolina is farther south.
But it
is
more east.
But it's southeast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bath salts are in North Carolina.
Oh.
Did you hear it?
Uh-uh.
More bath salts story just from a few days ago. A middle-aged couple was arrested after allegedly getting high on bath salts and barging into a pastor's home brandishing guns and knives.
Cutting people?
Nope. They were just freaked out because they were under the influence of the synthetic drug known as bath salts. And it was just Monday evening. And the couple reportedly began hallucinating that there was a gang of hoodlums camped underneath their house waiting to attack them.
So these people were actually alive when they got captured and are recounting their story.
They didn't need anybody.
Like.
They're like freaking out saying there's people under our house. And then they had multiple knives and guns and a duffel bag with some jewelry and some wigs and more guns.
Mm-hmm.
And she fired off about 7 shots before the couple barged into the home of Pastor Richard Robinson, which ended up being his pastor from their church. And so the pastor's trying to calm him down and saying, Dwayne, you're in my house. Ain't nobody going to hurt you. Just give me the gun.
Don't make me pasteurize you.
Now, check this into the story. It's a little frosting on the tape.
Frosty.
The pastor then led the couple in prayer while waiting for the police to arrive.
Wow, that's weird.
So they were charged with breaking and entering and going armed to the terror of the public. Is that a charge?
No.
Going armed to the terror of the public. Donna Walls was also charged with discharging a gun in a pastor's house. No, in city limits. Sorry. So that's weird.
That is weird.
So they didn't try to eat anybody. That diffuses the myth that bath salt
users... they were starting to hallucinate, right?
Oh, man. They hallucinate big time. Because the one I saw on Intervention, he saw the shadow people. There was dead people laying on his garage floor that I couldn't see on the camera. The cameraman said, there's nothing there. He goes, it's dead right there. Can't you smell it? And then he's like up on the roof, got to fight the shadow people. Well, these people had some people under their house that was going to kill them. And they
needed to
get away.
What if these are spirits? that they can see when they're on bath salts.
Maybe it raises their awareness to a heightened proportion to where they can see things that other people can't see.
Yeah, they see another dimension, the spirit dimension where these people are hanging out.
I see dead people. I don't know. It's fucking weird, though. I'd look out.
Have you ever seen a dead body?
I saw a dead baby's body in the road once.
Whoa.
Shit just got real.
Yeah, it did.
You want to hear the story?
All right.
Come on, man.
I'm on for the ride.
Hey, you guys want to see a dead body? Okay, so me and my friend, whose parents aren't very nice to him because they named him the first name that's the same as his last name, Dan Dannon. Hey, our last name's Dannon. What do you think we should name our son?
Dan.
How about Dan? Dan to Dan Dan to Dan Dan Dannon. Like, thanks, my parents. If you're my dad listens every once in a while. He's not a consistent listener or a constant listener, as I'd like to call him. But he's an occasional listener, which is, he's a little too old for our mediocre banter.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad. But, Dad, thanks for not naming me Lyle or Kyle or Guy. Guy Guile. Guy Guile. I went to school with a guy named Guy. His name was Guy Rob. It's like, why don't you call him Rob Guy? Hey, Guy. And I always felt like I was...
Well, wouldn't you always assume that he was going to rob you, though?
And yeah, I would. That guy's going to rob you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought the teachers were always handling with kid gloves because they're like, hey, Guy, come on over here, Guy. Like, what is he, two? Hey, Guy. Come here, Guy. We call him, this is my son. His name's Little Buddy. His first name's Little, and his middle name's Buddy. Come here, Little Buddy. So he's 40. Hey, Little Buddy, come on down. No, okay, so
the
story.
I guess if your last name was my friends, you wouldn't want to be Rob. And your name would be Rob My Friends, and you probably wouldn't have many friends.
Guy Rob My Friends. So me and my friend Dan, you can't say Dan on a plane. Dan. So me and Dan are out cruising in his IROC Z, like we used to do in 1987, heading out on some back roads, smoking some bowls, and all of a sudden we come around this corner, and there's like a car flipped over, and there's like all the contents are spilled out. There's like a baby's chair and some toys and what looked like a doll on the ground. And he was an EMT at the time, and he's like, rolls down his window. Hey, is there anything I can do to help? He's like, what would you say? This is what I would not say. And this is what the man said. We got a dead baby on our hands. Just keep up moving. What? And if I would have been able to rewind the tape, hey, is there anything we can do to help? We got a dead baby on our hands. Just keep on moving. Like, that's when you like look at it because you're like, wait, I saw a thing that looked like a doll, and then he said dead baby, and then you see this like, it wasn't blood, but it was like
the cop said this. There was a cop.
It
there,
wasn't or? A cop. It was just a guy, a redneck that was
guy.
It was guy Rob. Mm-hmm. It was Guy Rob. He was the first on the scene. No, it was whoever was first on the scene who was coming from the opposite direction and pulled off, and he'd called. Well, he probably had to run up to the nearest house. Yeah, I doubt if he had a cell phone.
Uh-huh.
We're talking 87. Cell phones cost $400 million in 1987.
Yeah, they did cost.
Let's see here. So that was the dead baby that I saw. And the only other dead bodies I've seen were at funerals, and I've only went to two.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. I was like, well, duh, that's an obvious, you know, I mean, if you'd ever been to an open casket, I guess you would.
But question.
You brought up the baby thing, dude.
I know. Question, though, when you hear the question, do you want to go see a dead body or have you ever seen a dead body? It's usually alluding to the fact that it's somewhere like where they died or... It's not like in a morgue or in a coffin.
Yeah, for sure.
Saw a dead body in a coffin?
Though,
that doesn't count.
Well, so is there like an end of that?
The end of the story was we had to keep on moving. And then, this little girl and the lady lived. She just came around the corner too fast. I don't believe she was drinking. It wasn't anybody.
So the baby didn't die?
No, the baby did die, but the lady didn't. The mom that crashed. Uh-huh. So basically that mom was probably scarred for life.
Huh.
That was before the stringent seatbelt laws and whatnot, and I don't think that that baby could have been strapped in. So, but you know,
head on. You want to get to a couple of segments?
Sure. What do we got?
We always got our shit talking segment.
Oh, we talking shit. Right. What do you got for me?
talking shit. Do you think it's possible to have cold diarrhea?
No, because unless you were dead. Because, you know, when you die, you release your bowels and you shit all over.
Yeah, you know, when, like...
Even Walmart, when it dies.
Well, yeah, but...
It shits.
You know when, like, you eat something and you shit it immediately, right? What if you're just eating Slurpees?
You mean, like, Chinese food, you shit immediately like
yeah,
that?
I guess so. I don't know. I'm reaching here.
Lately, I've been having a lot of problems with having to shit immediately after I eat, and I think that there's no way that it could be that same shit that I just ate.
Yeah,
it's gotta be
I do that sometimes too, yeah.
Or like if
well,
I
what
eat,
it is, it's probably, if you eat a lot and you're feeling your stomach, it's probably pushing the half-digested stuff through.
Mm.
I don't know.
Weird. Well, our little godson's been having diarrhea, if you want to know about that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It's a green, baby green diarrhea.
No, he did have some green poop a while back. But
Yeah,
it's weird because, you know, kids, they don't poop a lot. He's just now got potty trained, but he pooped like once or twice a day. And now he's been going like three times an hour. He's like, poo-poo. And it's like, ah, poo-poo hurt. I'm like, bummer.
Mm.
And then...
At least he can let you know that, you know... Poo-poo hurt.
Yeah, thanks. At least we know that you have a,
you know,
working butthole.
Yeah. Slugs are slow creatures.
What does that have to do with shit?
You still need pretty good aim to be able to shit on them. You have to hover over there, you know.
I'm not even going to say
flushing.
It. I'm doubt if this one's going to go down either. Watch. God, that's rough. That's a tankless toilet. It doesn't ever have to fill. It just shuts off. So, I don't have much shit to talk as far as that. Been a little bit more regular. But I have noticed that when I eat, I pretty soon have to go to the restroom.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any problems with, like, an eating disorder of any kind?
Me?
Yeah.
I think that I sometimes wonder if I don't have that switch that tells you that you're full.
Mm. Do you overeat and then feel miserable sometimes?
Oh, well, every time I go to Izzy's, which isn't often, but,
you
know. Or I'll just eat a whole pizza and just be like, then I'll just feel like shit.
Our son's 18-year-old girlfriend, like, puked a whole bunch of lasagna all over our floor last night. That was pretty awesome. And, like, she was laying on her back, like, on the bed, like, not on her back, but laying back, eating on the bed. Uh-huh. Kids never eat in bed, always eat at the table like a big boy.
Yep.
And so they're at the table.
No elbows.
And so, like, she had been feeling ill already, and, like, she started to choke on lasagna because she was lying back a little bit, and then she started to volcano it, you know?
Oh, nice.
And then so the first thing she could do is just, like, roll off the bed onto the floor. And so, like... Brandon's like, oh, you didn't. And then the door swings open and she's like laying on the floor face down, like in the big pile of puke. And I'm like, this is like 8 o'clock at night. I'm like, what? They hadn't been drinking or anything. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then she's like, oh, she starts crying because, you know, she was embarrassed and she was sick and she had fell face down into her own puke. Well, I mean, I don't know if she's face in it, but it was close enough. So, that was pretty gross. Speaking of you know, eating disorders or whatever, like I had a few ex-girlfriends that had like bulimia or whatever. They'd make themselves throw up. So I was just wondering because I read this story about this lady who had suffered from bulimia for many years, and she was trying to convince her friends that her gag reflex was totally gone because of all of her years of gagging herself and throwing up. And so she had a butter knife, and she was sticking it into her throat. Like sort of swallowing or whatever, saying, look, no gag reflex. And they're like, said something funny, and she laughed, and she accidentally swallowed it. She swallowed the whole butter knife.
Wow.
Down into her stomach.
Did it do any damage?
It did. She immediately started coughing up blood.
Oh, it did,
but she's okay. But they had to, like...
That'll cut your throat just like butter.
Yep. Yeah. Esophagus is easily terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. That's a terrible pun.
Charles Barkley.
But yeah, so the doctors got it out, and she was okay. But I saw the x-ray online, and it was so weird because it looked fake, but it was not. And it was just like the you know how, like, they're kind of supposed to be fancy at the end, a butter knife, and they go boop-doop-doop or whatever, and they have the little thing.
Yeah,
you could see the total silhouette of the end of the knife, and, like, the other end of it, the end you spread butter with was like still like hanging out of her esophagus a little bit, and then the rest, the other part was down in her stomach. So they think that it scratched the wall of her esophagus, and that's why she was coughing up blood, because she was trying to cough it back up.
Yeah.
But if it's halfway in your stomach and you're trying to cough up a butter knife.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, so they had to stick a camera down there and make sure where it was, and then they stuck something down there and pull it back up. But so another lesson for the kids, never mess around with a butter knife down your throat.
What I'm pulling from that, though, is, you know, those chicks that always brag that they have no gag reflex. Is it because they're bulimic?
Or else they suck a lot of dick. Hey, kids, you shouldn't be listening to this part of the show. Earmuffs, earmuffs. No, a lot of those girls, and especially girls who are in porn, that's a, I don't know how new it is, about 5 years or so, I've been seeing a lot of videos where they just choke them until they actually throw up, which isn't very appealing to me. I don't want a chick throwing up on my feet.
No.
Or on my junk.
Yeah.
We'll save that story. We got a guest coming up in a few weeks here, Will Woodruff. He has actually had someone throw up on his penis. So that's fun.
Nice.
We'll talk about that. But anyway, yeah, no gag reflex either means that you have choked yourself or gagged yourself a lot to throw up, or else you've stabbed yourself in the back of the throat with a pork sword. And that's okay, kids, because that thing's not going to fall off into your stomach, okay?
Yeah.
It's easily retractable. You might throw up or maybe get some saliva up your nose from the backside. And I'm not speaking from experience either. I'm just
Do you
speaking.
Know what's in Hans's CD player?
I do, actually. I got here. I texted him before we went
what's
on. Hans's CD player. It's not Grief Hammer because he hates his own band. today, Hans is listening to another album. I was just thinking to myself as I text him today, I wonder if we're ever going to get repeats, because a lot of people enjoy certain albums, and they like to listen to them repeatedly.
Bon Jovi, Slippery.
Now, I'm wondering if he's just going to, like, go through his whole thing and be honest. Now, I'll have to go back and see what the other U.S. Christmas album was, but I don't believe it was Run Thick in the Night.
Run Thick in the Night.
Yeah, Run Thick in the Night.
Is that exactly how it sounds?
Yes. That I thought you must have the album. No, it sounds nothing like that. But U.S. Christmas, their frontman Nate Hall recently did some shows with Mike Scheidt of Yob, some solo shows, acoustic around the U.S., did some touring. And so, yeah, U.S. Christmas, they are not a Christmas band. They are not a Christian band. They just have a funny name.
Yeah.
United States Christmas.
Christmas sells.
So does the devil. Hey, do you ever see, like, I saw some weird shit on the side of the road today in the form of dead animals. Now,
whoa!
Yeah. Around in our rural area here, we're not the urban cowboys like most of you big city night guys. Scorpions.
Big city.
But in the
nights.
Small towns, and you guys who came out to the sheep fields of Tangent for shows and whatnot, like, you've probably seen some roadkill. You see plenty of possums, skunks.
Maybe you've shivved your own possum.
Maybe. Well, there's another thing you see quite often, and it's dead deer, dead deer, dead deer in my fucking ditch. So today we drove past two
dead deer.
Dead deer.
Dead deer.
Dead deer, dead deer, dead deer. And these dead deer were obviously struck by vehicles. They were dead on the side of the road. The only difference of the dead deer I saw today, as opposed to other dead deer I've seen in the past, is that these dead deer were covered in lye. You know what lye is?
It's chemical, right?
Don't lie. Yeah, it's some sort of thing that is known for being used by the mafia to dissolve their corpses when they bury a body on shows like Goodfellas and whatever other, probably Godfather. Yeah. So they cover them in lye. And it's a white powdery substance. So it looked like snow deer. a little snow deer. It's like, it's 90 degrees outside,
and there's
this little snow deer just sleeping in the ditch on the side of the road. We're like, hey, Jaden, look at the snow deer. And he's like, oh, snow deer. And then so we saw one. And I was like, that's weird, dude. So whoever hit that must have felt bad and just accidentally had a bag of lye in the back of their truck. So it was only like 2 miles down the same road. Another dead deer, dead deer, dead deer, dead deer, dead deer. In the ditch, and it was on the other side of the road, and it was covered in lye. And it looked like it was covered in cocaine. It was just all
just a big pile.
I could just see.
What's that do to the plant and vegetation around there?
I don't know, but it dissolves the body and the meat and the skin of the thing. So I don't know if that's just like putting it back into the earth, you know?
Maybe.
I don't know. It's gross.
Do you realize this is the second time we've talked about roadkill today?
Really?
Yeah.
What did we talk about before? Kangaroo?
No, the little one. The baby.
Roadkill Cafe. Today we're serving dead babies and dead deers.
We might have just lost some listeners.
No. We don't like dead babies, but you know, we like to share personal experiences and we like to be brutally honest.
Yeah.
And I have saw a dead baby on the highway bleeding.
Yeah. And I'm sick enough to call it roadkill.
Dead Indian on the highway bleeding.
But, dude, I watched this video of Soundgarden the other day. Did you see that?
Dude, I did. You know, did you recognize both those covers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I hoped so. I knew you did.
Yeah.
So I was blown away.
I just thought it'd be a badass pair of covers to do.
I was blown away that Soundgarden would do Spinal Tap's Big Bottom, which we touched on when Jerry Murphy was here. We sang a little bit of that. And they also did Earache My Eye. How Would You Like
Another
a Butt
Classic.
Ache?
And this was like 89 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was before they blew up. Yeah. Definitely before they blew up. So.
And it was just, oh, man, it made me reminisce about shows back in that day. You know,
it was like in Bremerton or somewhere weird,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, got up there and you just, she's just a Bremelo.
But yeah, and then Chris Cornell with his high screaming was just nailing those songs. And
Man,
they were jumping all around. And then the bass player had long hair. It was before that Ben dude cut his hair off, and he broke his bass up at the end and stuff.
Yeah, he was thrashing that thing around.
It was pretty gnarly. Chris Cornell even threw his Gibson on the ground.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, you're not rich enough to do that yet. I was like, you have enough money now to buy as many of those as you want. But
and that was before Kim Thayil was drummer in Orange Frampton.
Yeah. Yeah. And Matt Cameron actually had some long hair, too, at the time.
Yeah.
So
I liked those guys back then. They kind of lost me after...
Bad Motorfinger or Super Unknown?
No, I didn't like Super Unknown. It was like the hysteria of its day.
Yeah. I had never really heard them. I was a little bit late bloomer into the Seattle scene because of bands like, I think, Pearl Jam or, I don't know. I heard Nirvana and I liked them. And then Pearl Jam got real big. And then Lance tried to turn me on to Bad Motorfinger. And I was like, it sounds like a grunge version of Whitesnake. And he's like, oh, what? Come on. I was like, that dude sounds like David Coverdale. And he kind of took a little fit. He's like, it's an awesome album. I was like, I like the Jesus Christ pose because it's a little more aggressive, but why does he have to sing? It's not natural for a man to sing that high.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And I love Led Zeppelin. I love King Diamond. I love a lot of high singers, but I've tried. My voice can do it. It sounds retarded, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't understand why someone would choose. Like, that's not their normal voice.
No.
I'm going to sing and I'm going to go, I don't know. You guys are lucky I backed off from the mic.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I mean, they got the Chris Cornell. Yeah, I dug Bad Motorfinger, and then I didn't really dig the Super Unknown. And then what was the one after that one? The one with Pretty Noose?
That was
Down on the Upside.
That wasn't bad. It had a couple good songs.
I liked that album, but I thought it was too long. And
it was a long album.
By the time I got to the end, I just felt beat down by the kind of monotony of it. But through 8 songs, it was a great album. But by 16, or however long it was like, all right, I'm done.
You know what happened to you then? You took a Soundgarden beat down.
I did take a Soundgarden beat down.
And you were down on the upside.
I was down on the upside.
All right. Well, we better go to our next segment here because I got my phone all hooked up. We saw the infamous Pat Wambacher in person at the Sons of Confusion show on Saturday night. And thanks again to anybody who came out. And thanks for bringing your data. Why didn't you bring Tristan? I don't know. I forgot to ask you. But
I did too.
Damn you. Anyway, so maybe that's what we're going to ask him today. Not, someone else just got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that does not belong, and I can't remember who right now, but.
Oh, I could tell you.
Who was it? Alanis Morissette, right?
No, I got to save it for my... Oh, if she did, then totally.
And
I was going to say AC/DC.
They were pissed because Kiss hadn't got in there yet.
Oh, they haven't?
Hi, this is Pat, and I'm unavailable. Leave a message.
What?
Pat.
Please record your message.
You should have totally got an interview with him the other night.
May hang up or press 1 for more options.
Oh,
to leave a callback number,
have to phone it in.
Press 5.
People probably think we're just playing a recording of this.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat, guess what day it is? It's fucking TagCast podcast day, you retard. We'd really like to extend our thanks to you for coming out to the show. However, we would appreciate it if you could listen to our TagCast and answer your phone. If you were going to answer the phone, we're going to ask you, why didn't you bring your son to the show?
Yeah.
He's a little lunatic, and he would have been a great addition to the somewhat sparse crowd that we had of the revolving door. All right, Pat. We're calling you once a week, and then I'm going to have you reimburse me for all these minutes. Jeez.
I know.
If I didn't have to ramble on so long between segments. All right, one of these days, Pat, you're going to answer your phone, and I'm just going to hang up on you. All right. Peace out.
No, I said hanging up on him. You said peace out.
Nick.
That's not hanging
up. No, I said I'm going to hang up on him.
Oh,
if he picks up the phone next week, I'm just going to hang up on him.
Dude, what if he called Jared? Jared would pick up, wouldn't he? If he called Jared, just say, hey, what's going on? This TagCast, what are you doing? And then he'll say something. And then
dude, he's
just hang up on him.
He's mostly out of control.
Mostly.
Mostly. And this is just on my mind. And I guess I'm just going to
keep
it. You
got your mind set on him?
Yeah, I love George Harrison and then the Traveling Wilburys. No, but the first thing he did, he came up to me and asked if he could put some beer in my van because he had a backpack full of beer and he didn't have a vehicle because he was walking because he didn't. And I said, cool, so I put it in there and whatever. But he told me a strange story that maybe we'll get to on Friday. I have to think about it because, I've liked to say I don't care what anybody thinks, but there's certain subject matter that might not be appropriate if someone hadn't given you permission to talk about it, you know what I mean? So I'm going to check that out. But, yeah, we could call Jared. I bet he would be at least 58% more likely to answer his phone.
Yeah, but I don't want to engage him in any conversation. I just want to ask how he's doing and then get an answer and go, okay, that's been Jared on the TagCast podcast.
Today's question for Jared is, what is your favorite Crocus album?
Yeah.
And he'll say, Crocus, what's that?
Ask him about his, anybody out there that knows Jared. He was a huge Manowar fan back in the day.
Manowar the band?
Yeah.
Isn't that a flower, too?
I think it is. A Manowar is a flower? What?
Isn't it? And Crocus is a flower, too.
Yeah.
But it's spelled different.
So is a lotus.
Lotus. I think I want a lotus. Another bowl.
I think, you know, well, you got any plugs?
Plugs, 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 I got some plugs somewhere, but I haven't updated them, so I've got some old ones that have already happened.
Well, I know on August 11th is a big weekend. If you're in Sweet Home, you should go and check out Psycho Stock 3. If you're in Albany, you should go and check out
Vermin Fest 1.
Yes, over there at the Riverside Grange.
There has been some deletions from the lineup.
And then go on over to the Dixie that night, and there will be some great bands, too. Those three shows, check them out on Facebook and the event pages, and you say there's some omissions from one of the shows?
Vermin Fest, yes, and I have failed to update the flyer that I made.
That's fine.
But not only did I misspell liquid, which if they didn't spell it so weird, maybe I wouldn't misspell it, but I forgot the C. It's got a C in it. Liquid. I just did L-Y-K-W-Y-D.
You have to think of it as two different words, a four-letter word and then a three-letter word.
Okay, that's a good way to remember. I was just going to look at one of my shirts, but it was in my closet.
Liquid.
Lick my wid. So Wolf Pussy has canceled. Which is
those really, fucking pussies.
I know, they're a bunch of wolf pussies. But here's the weird thing, is they said, oh, we're very sorry that we can't do Vermin Fest, but, you know, we got to work and stuff. And then it said, on a separate post, oh, we can't do Vermin Fest, but we can play this festival in Portland that same day. out in Sandy, but they're going to be playing in the daytime, and it's in their hometown. Now, if they played in Albany, it'd be at 10 o'clock at night, and they'd have to drive clear back. So it's understandable.
Yeah.
But at first, I was like, what? So once
they
again,
wanted to play Vermintide, but some things just aren't feasible, you know,
no.
and things.
No,
just
they just
don't
got pissed because 30 pound test won, and they didn't. Just kidding. I was trying to start some band drama between bands that are friends and not drama'd. But anyway, yes, they have been omitted and no one has been replaced them.
There's still like eight bands there.
So like
right?
Ditch Digger bailed out and was replaced by In Her Memory. Uh-huh. Prepare for Impact has bailed out. Sorry, Lance. I know you're bummed. But Prepare for Impact won't be playing. Wolfpass Pussy won't be playing. But we do have this monster lineup. We have Guns, 30-Pound Test, In Her Memory, Bikini, Liquid, Audiophobia, and our good friend Barry the Goat. He's another correspondent. Barry the Goat.
There's no gnote like
Barry
good
the gnotes
with Barry the Goat.
Gnote. And then we got a couple Norska dates coming up August 13th in Portland. It's a Monday, but there's touring bands, so go check them out with Torch and Lozen at Rocher, which is 315 Southeast 3rd in Portland. It's $10 in advance, $12 at the door. And then 18th of August, that next Saturday after that, they're going to be at the Dixie Creek Saloon,
Radio.
A free show with two bands from Portland, Diesto and Nether Regions.
Dude, we are lucky slugs.
We are. It's going to be a humid show.
That is.
And then also at the Dixie, we have September 8th. What do we got going on September 8th?
September 8th, we have Black Hair, Glad Hander from Eugene, both of those bands from Eugene, and with Awake in Portland, who we just played with at the Wow Hall. And
Sons of Confusion.
Sons of Confusion.
Sweet.
It's going to be a killer show.
Hells yeah.
I'm very excited to play with Glad Hander. I think we played with them. Did we play with them on the same night at Rocking for Ashton? I cannot recall.
Yep. They were a few bands before us.
A huge show with a lot of bands.
Yeah, they did. Don't quote me on it, but I think we did.
I like those Glad Hander.
I filmed a couple songs of theirs.
Good
but
dudes. And,
yeah.
Awake.
Awake. Check those guys out for sure.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Just type it in, Awake Band.
And they were just,
Portland.
They had their a briefcase full of CDs that they were just given for free.
Yeah, and they gave Jason Rowe a free shirt if he would wear it
at
Warped Tour, which he
I traded one for an I Love Naps shirt.
Sweet, sweet. And let's see, what else do we got? We got the weekend after that, September 15th, we got Dixie Creek Comedy Showcase number 3.
Man, yeah.
With Chris Castles.
September is busy.
Mac Chase. We got Andy Bradwin. We got me, Terry Guile. We got Jesse Priest. And we got our host, Dustin Gatchel, which is that guy across the table from me. And, I forgot a couple. I got a few new comedy dates for myself.
Sweet.
I'm going to be doing an Ash Street Saloon comedy show on September 9th, the day after Black
Portland.
Hair. Yeah, up in Portland. That's a Sunday thing. Thanks to Patrick Thomas Perkins for hooking me up. He's missing a vertebrae. I'm missing a leg. Marcus Gibson is mentally ill, and Lonnie Brune has multiple sclerosis. So we're going to start the Disabled Comedians of Comedy, and we're just going to...
Can I join just as the Indian?
No, you have a bad hammer.
Oh, that's right.
In your ear.
That's right.
Can't hear this. No hammer time. And then Baghdad Theater, August 17th with my good friend. Well, he's not my good friend, but I've met him a couple times. Tristan Spillman. He puts on a Friday night show there at the Baghdad every Friday, and that's comedy. It's fun. That's going to be with, I don't even know because they didn't tell me yet, so I'm not telling you.
That is a long fucking name.
Yeah. And then Cannabis Cafe, but you can't go unless you have a medical marijuana card. And that's going to be on my birthday.
And that's going to be soon. I'm going to have one, I hope.
You're going to have one?
No. I don't know.
Someday. And then don't forget about old Dave Wilson. He wanted us to talk about his shows he puts on at Impulse. I've never been there yet, but I'm going to check it out sometime August 24th. It's Audiophobia, Bikini, and Big Hammer Theory, who I just saw some pictures of on the internet, and they wear crazy Slipknot masks and leather dresses and shit.
Check out Stepper from Portland, too.
Oh, Crosby Ringer.
Yeah.
He's a great supporter. He comes out to the Cannabis Cafe because he has a card, and he watches my comedy and pretends to laugh at my stupid jokes.
I got one quick question. You feel you plugged out?
I think I'm plugged out, except for way down the road there, October 27th, Sons of Confusion is going to be playing at the damn old Black Forest, which we have just recently redubbed for Jared Johnson, our buddy. It's called the Blackout Forest, because every time he goes there, he gets blackout drunk.
Nice.
So what do you got?
Is Mac Chase, is that his real name?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Pretty sure.
It's pretty close to Mac Cheese.
Mac and Cheese. I think it might be MacArthur.
Oh, right.
Mac. I don't know. I'll check it out. But his name's Mac Chase. He's a pretty funny dude.
Find out if his middle name starts with an N.
Mac and Cheese. his middle name is Nathan. Mac Nathan Cheese.
I don't know.
Mac and Cheese. All right. So, yeah, I think that's all the plugs. We've covered most of our everythings. And we hope you guys are digging this. We're kind of still flying by the seat of our pants.
We don't know what we're doing, but season two is among us.
At some point, we might get a little bit more of a stringent format, but possibly not. I mean, it's kind of fun doing this like this. And if you guys don't like it, like, let us know. Say, you should do this section at the same time every day. If you have any, I don't know.
Just post something on our Facebook. We don't even care what it is. Just go over there on our Facebook and post something.
Our Facebook is so lonely.
Mean.
Actually,
lean,
I'm going to post something.
Brian Machine.
I'm going to post something on my personal Facebook and see if people will answer to that more likely than they would listen or, you know, because not a lot of people see the Tagcast posts, because Facebook's kind of fucked up to where if you don't have a certain amount of something, then they only show it one time.
Should we build a friend page? Maybe go over to our Facebook page if we should build a friend page, if that's more a personal profile.
Well, we'd still have to have all those friends, and just even, I don't
still
know.
Still got that group.
Maybe those posts do go out if you have a personal page. I don't know. But either way, I'm going to post something and see if anybody will respond to it for some topics for Friday's episode. Thanks for listening on this hump day. I hope you guys can get out there and do some humping.
Hump it up.
So, we're winding down season one. We got a few more episodes. Was it one more? Two more? Three more?
A few more. 24, 25, 26.
All right. So, and then we're going to move on to season two, which isn't going to be much different, but I'm just trying to keep things a little organized. So. Hey, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, Floyd.
You've been awesome.
Rock on.
Listen again on Friday. And
TagCastPodcast.com.
Do you hate sports as much as I do?
No.
No, you say. You love them? You sick fucker. Wait. Check out www.officepoolsheets.com. Printable office pools for sports fans.